what are some impacts you hope that'll be felt because of WCIT 2024, but also WCIT 2019? What are some things that you'll hope will be felt in our ecosystem?
Let's dream. 3 times more taxpayers from innovation and IT industries for Armenia, and doubled share in our GDP from innovation and IT.
And how do you hope Armenia's brand will be in the world because of these events?
Armenia should be next technical hub in this region. It will be the great label for our country.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the EVN Disrupt podcast. My name is Nejdet Zatharyan, and I'm the editor of the tech section here at EVN Report. Our guest today was Haik Garapetyan, the executive director of the organizing committee for the World Conference on Innovation and Technology, more commonly referred to as WCIT. WCIT is an international conference that brings together the global tech community to discuss trends in technology. The conference was last held in Armenia in 2019, and the country will again host it this year in the fall. Haik shared with us the impact that hosting WCIT had on the country's tech ecosystem in 2019 and what to expect from this year's event. Thank you for listening. Haik, welcome to EVN Disrupt.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting.
Thank you so much for being here. I want to start by saying, so I moved to Armenia in November 2019, about a month after WCIT 2019 took place. Tell me what I missed.
So it was incredible. So at that time, I lived in Moscow. So I bought a ticket for, $500 for 1 day. And yes, and visited Armenia, especially for WCIT. It was really tremendous. And many guests, Kim Kardashian, Gary Vaynerchuk. So it was a really special event. And also at that time, founder of Yandex also, he was here. And you know, 2019, as you remember, it was a year when we had a lot of promises, huge potential energy we had in society right after this revolution and before the war. So it was the best year for Armenia. So,
yeah.
All of us were full of energy, beliefs, and no worries we had at that time. So great time.
Yeah, a lot more optimism maybe than today, unfortunately. In terms of the actual content of WCIT, so I'm someone who's from the tech industry, but to be honest, I hadn't heard of WCIT before Armenia hosted it. Can you just tell us a little bit, just from the beginning, what exactly WCIT is and what weight it has in the tech world?
Yeah, WCIT is World Congress on Innovation and Technology. So it has quite a long history. So even Bill Gates also, he was the keynote of this event. And I don't know why, but it was not very famous in Armenia. But generally, we should be proud of being one of the contributors of, strengthening their brand. So that's why right after 2019, in five years, the second time, Armenia just will be the host of this event, because the owners of this franchise, like WITSA, it's alliance of these unions, they provided this opportunity to host once again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good platform for our country once again try to explain to the world that Armenia is a good place for doing business, for moving their R&Ds to Armenia, for opening new branches. It's opportunity to discover Armenia for foreign companies, for majors. And now we have, evidence how to prove all these messages, because we have real representations of NVIDIA, AMD, Synopsys, Adobe, other majors. They are quite successful. And when we ask why they decided to move to Armenia, they said, you know, it's not cheap, to be honest, because they can outsource all this stuff in other countries much more cheaper. But Armenians are complex problem solvers. So, and the second thing, in our country, we have special tax regulation for innovations for IT companies. And the third ingredient is Armenia as a place for life. And many, many people from different countries, they are ready to relocate and come and live here. And that's why I suppose our country will flourish because of the new people, new talents.
Mm-hmm.
And this mix just really generates innovations, as it was under Soviet Union when Armenia was like a Silicon Valley mm-hmm. of Soviet Union. They also, I guess they found it here, the Silicon Valley, because of talents, as we are just now trying to expose Armenia as a land of talents.
Right.
Yeah, they did it.
It's interesting to know. Can you tell us why in 2019 Armenia was selected? Because now, fast forward 5 years, the ecosystem has blossomed a lot since 2019. If we look back to 2019, we had a couple of promising like seed stage startups. I think Crisp had raised their seed just then. Superannotate had raised their seed. We had some more mature companies like Pixart, which hadn't yet reached unicorn status and things like that. We didn't yet have NVIDIA. I don't think AMD was here yet. Why were we selected in 2019 to begin with to host WCIT?
To be honest, I can only guess. I don't know real answer, but I guess the outcome of this 2019 event and the number of citations, overall effect, influence on the brand of WCIT, I guess, was so huge that they decided that Armenians can do the one of the best in the world in the region. Yes, and that's why it's just gave the second time to Armenia.
Right. In terms of some tangible things that we gained from hosting in 2019, NVIDIA and AMD and companies like that coming to Armenia, I don't think are necessarily directly tied to WCIT, although it's one a piece of developing the overall ecosystem. Can you tell us some tangibles that we received from hosting in 2019? Impacts on like our ecosystem's culture, more awareness, things of that nature.
I guess we can just provide many, many tangible cases, but it's very tough to somehow systemize it and calculate because it's long-term projects, you know. Sometimes you should do things because you should do that mm-hmm. or you must do that, and you should believe that it's all about national branding, you know. You cannot kind of calculate that, you know, tomorrow you'll sign one more contract or something like that. Of course, we'll have many, many memos there, but generally it's all about creating image for the country, for the best place for doing business. As you know, it's there is a competition between countries
mm-hmm.
for having these new startups or branches in their country because they have a huge influence on GDPR of these countries. And overall financial situation, development, and our government, they supported this event, and the Ministry of High Tech Industries, they support WCIT. We are just working under their umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And why they are doing that? Of course, because of the reason I provided, because it's a part of creating a national brand as a place for the best place for doing innovations. And each event we should just use for really providing evidences, exposing country like a country where we have perfect asymmetry, as we called. So we it's all about talents doing tech in mountains.
Asymmetry of what exactly?
Asymmetry, so it's symbolic slogan that we want to say that we are something, we are people, special people who can solve complex problems, as I said mm-hmm. before.
So how are we going to do that? How are we offering Armenia to the world this time?
For example, we're providing our speakers, I mean, for panel discussions, and more than 70% of market share of chip design. I mean, companies who has more than 70% of world market share, all of them, they have representations in Armenia. So what can just say more than this evidence? So why they opened here in Armenia, not in Georgia, not in, I mean, other countries in our region, but concretely in Armenia? They say that it's because of talents. and the just showcasing these cases, I mean, not only about chip design, but in many, many other industries, we're providing, now we can provide concrete cases. Mm-hmm. And also we have unicorns, as you said before, Christ,
Pixar.
By the way, they are organizing their own panel discussions, each of them, and we're very happy and we are glad to see our friend there. Ministry of Healthcare, they organize their topic, I mean, connected with AI in healthcare. Other ministries, as a high tech, they'll invite their partners from different countries to discuss governance, AI governance, how to regulate all this domain. Narses Yerican, he'll organize two panel discussions about digitalization of farming in the era of AI. The deputy of minister, Georg Antesian, he'll organize a discussion. I guess it will be a workshop about cybersecurity, which is quite important for our country because we have, I mean, some lack of insecurity. We should just overcome all these obstacles.
It's cool that a deputy minister is capable of doing that.
I guess, yes.
The one thing you said that's interesting is that companies like CRISP and Pixar are organizing their own panels. And it's not maybe always the easiest thing to do to get really like reputable top people from around the world who live busy lives and are going to conference every month to make a trip to Armenia. Is this an opportunity for the Pixarts and the CRISPs of the world to find the people that could be of really of value to them and their company and invite them for a panel or something of that nature and build connections? Is that a tangible thing that they receive?
Yeah. It's, you know, almost all of our partners, they have their partners all over the world and where they always want to invite them to Armenia, but it's best occasion.
You need an occasion.
Yes, it's occasion so you can combine your business with this conference and also just discovering for mm-hmm. them Armenia to show your country also and to negotiate a good platform so and good occasion to invite them to Armenia.
Yeah. One thing that comes to mind is in 2019 when we hosted WCIT, maybe the amount of startups that could raise from international venture funds who might be more used to investing in a Series A or Series B was significantly less than the number of startups today in Armenia. Is that an opportunity that we're taking advantage of, inviting like venture capitalists from big markets like the US and the EU to come and take a look at some of our still early, but maybe getting to, you know, Series A, Series B level companies?
Very good question. So our partners, Formula VC and Bana, they organize special investor tour to Armenia. More than 100 investors will come to Armenia. Right. They'll take part in WCIT. Also, Bana and Formula VC, they'll organize their own panel discussion as well. And it's a good opportunity for our startups to come and to find their potential partners. So I will invite all startups to get these tickets, passes, and come to the event. Also, we just created special startups sponsorship packages, small mm-hmm. packages starting from $5,000 mm-hmm. up to $20,000, which includes opportunity to pitch on the secondary stage of WCIT their product. And we will record all this pitch and provide them for later on promotions. They will have one interview in front of the press wall, and the third they will have interview in the media studio of in the studio of our media partner, either local or international. It depends on the amount of this package. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's good opportunity being in Armenia, just present them as a member or participant of global event. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that it will be quite important for small companies, startups, to meet their investors and also to show. Yeah. By the way, in parallel track, we have one more event in the second hall. 3 days in a row, we'll have Vitsa Cup among startups. Two startups from 16 countries. 32 startups from 16 countries. They'll come and fight for CAP, the startup CAP. And by the way, I mean Armenian competition for choosing two startups who will just represent Armenia during this event will take in Yandex Yandex HQ here in August 16. So, and I do believe they will find two best startups and we'll have some opportunity to get the cup, World Cup of itself among startups.
Mm, fantastic. In parallel, there's also taking place Digitech, which is an annual Armenian tech conference and showcase, if that's the right framing.
Yeah, it's an exhibition. Yeah. So this year, Digitech is a title partner of WCIT 2024. And that's why our title is WCIT 2024 Digitech. And even logo, everything is all about that. That's why we don't have this year expo. Our expo will be Digitech. And for combining to these venues, or I mean connecting to these venues, we will organize shuttles, free shuttles for transferring our guests from Hamalij to
Karan Demircan.
Yes, Karan Demircan's sport complex to Meridian Center, and also to the Republic Square, so they can just travel and visit all the places. So there'll be one pass for going to the Digitech. So Digitech is for free, as you know.
Right.
You should only just sign in.
Register.
And get, yeah, register and get your pass. But this event is, I mean, you should pay for this event because it's a world-class event. Unfortunately, we cannot just do this for free. Yes, but... yeah. But anyway, who will come to and who will have these passes for WCIT, they can also go to Digitech without any new registrations.
And that's a great opportunity to, Digitech being an expo for Armenian companies, it's a great opportunity to gain exposure to the global community.
Yeah. The purpose is to show our foreign guests the product of Armenian companies. Mm-hmm. That's why we'll just move there, I mean, just to do Digitech. And this is one more opportunity to promote Digitech for next year's. I'll just open some small secret that Digitech next year's, it will be not only Armenian, but international event with their own conference, not only expo. That's why we use this international platform for promoting our national brand.
Fantastic. One thing that you said that really interested me is you spoke about some of the maybe regulatory pieces that might make Armenia attractive to a global company looking to come to the country and open an office. There's currently changes happening to the law surrounding how the tech industry will be regulated, including maybe some of the tax incentives and things of that nature. Is there an expectation from the government that they'll be presenting a package to potential companies at WCIT who are interested in coming to Armenia?
I'm not sure. Maybe. Let me know to answer to this question because I don't know what to say. Because I guess if they have any updates or any changes, they'll just spread this information before the event. I guess the discussion will be around global regulation of AI, I mean, data protection, GDPR, and this type of issues, because it's not Armenian event to discuss Armenian regulations. You know, it's a global event. We should discuss global trends. So Armenia, in that case, it's only the venue for this event, but it's a World Congress on Innovation and Technology, and we don't want to organize this event in the way that it's, you know, like, I mean, Armenian event, and Armenians, they are chatting between each other. So no, it's global event. Right. Okay, we at most two person will be in one panel. We try not to do that. Even only one person will be in the panel, Armenian, even not from Armenia, just Armenian.
Right, right.
In order to, I mean, keep it international.
Right, right. I meant more like what we're presenting in terms of the regulatory environment for companies looking to come.
To be honest, I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's their topic. We'll try to organize a venue and structure. All the content is there.
We'll invite someone from the ministry.
They'll tell you.
What are you most excited about in terms of the content of the event? Like what panels, what are some of the topics that you're really
looking
forward to?
I'm excited, broadness of these all topics, because recently I graduated from Oxford University and my master's degree was, yes, thank you, it was AI for business. I understand what's going on in this domain. And now the main topic of this event is AI, artificial intelligence. AI beyond limits within ethics is a headline, and we'll discuss almost everything. I mean, implementation AI starting from agriculture up to space exploration, education, everything, robotics, because the technology is so great and deep that it can be applicable. It can be everywhere. I mean, in any industry, and anybody can find something interesting for them. It's not deep tech conference, so we are not going 3 days in a row talk about ethics in AI or something like that. But it's very
practical applications.
Yeah, it's about practical application in different industries like healthcare, agriculture, education, space exploration, robotics, chip design, ethics, mm-hmm. data protection, cybersecurity, almost everything.
Yeah. One day you'll have to come back on. We'll talk about what you did during your master's. That'll be an interesting topic. Before I ask my last question, just out of curiosity, are there many countries that have hosted WCIT twice?
Maybe three. I don't know. I don't know, but I guess not more than three.
Okay. Last question. Let's fast forward 5 years, 2029. What are some impacts you hope that'll be felt because of WCIT 2024, but also WCIT 2019? What are some things that you'll hope will be fielded in our ecosystem in 2029?
Let's dream. So three times more taxpayers from innovation and IT industries.
Okay.
For Armenia, and doubled share in our GDP from innovation and IT.
And how do you hope Armenia's brand will be in the world because of these events?
Armenia should be next regional hub in this region. Armenia is next technical hub in this region. It will be the great label for our country, because when you don't have enough, natural resources, and your only tangible resources, your people
and your brains.
You should invest on these resources, and because it's this resource just generates the most added value
mm-hmm.
in the world.
Great answer. And super last thing, can you just tell people where they can get tickets and the dates for WCIT?
Yes, of course. We have a website, wcit2024-digitech.com.
And the dates, October 1st to 7th?
Yeah, October 4th, from 4th to 7th. 4th, it's open air concert. It will be in the Republic Square, huge concert. Symphonic orchestra will have some holographic special show which will connect music with tech world. And later on, we'll have very, very famous DJ here, world-class DJ.
Can you share the name?
I cannot say that because a contract is not signed yet. We are in the process of negotiating.
Will be so signed before next Tuesday.
Finger crossed. Yes, yes, next time. But it is very, very, very. I mean,
they
are very, very, very famous. Starting from 5th of October, official ceremony of opening this Congress will be held in Garden Demirchan Sport Complex.
Fantastic. Haik, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about that. I'm personally looking forward to the event, and I hope some of our listeners will join us.
Thank you.
And Garden Demirchan Square. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.